6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final half hour of today here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 edition. We've been talking about the budget. I've been following this very closely. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, came out with her proposal earlier in the year. About a month ago, the Senate-controlled Democrat Senate came out with their almost $86 billion plan. Well, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, made a public statement the following week, especially after their Senate proposal budget came out on Wednesday. 2 days later, Friday, the consensus report study came out of revenue. CREC study came out showing that the resources projection for this upcoming fiscal year was going to be short by about $320 million of what the Senate proposed. Well, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, said, sorry, guys, the budget you're proposing is unconstitutional. Based on revenue projections, it's going to fall short. It doesn't balance. And besides that, and this is Matt Hall's words, not mine, your batshit crazy budget is not going to fly in the House, end quote, said Speaker Matt Hall. Well, in the House side, they've been pushing him on Mackinac Island. They asked him point blank, when will the House come out with their budget proposal? There's statutes that says the budget needs to be put out by July 1st. Matt Hall response, well, that's not going to happen. We're going to be breaking the law. We're breaking the law. Because we have a process that we're going through in the House, and we're going to stick to it. Well, yesterday, House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Bolin conceded that the House Republicans' budget-making process is, quote, unconventional, but it's the right approach to do a budget, end quote, said Bolin. Majority House Republicans have yet to move a single department budget bill out of subcommittee this spring, while the Senate Democrats have already passed their spending plan for fiscal year 2026. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, having presented her numbers earlier in the year. Well, Bolin said yesterday morning that the process may seem unconventional to Lansing, but actually it's not unconventional at all. She made the argument that the caucus didn't get the final revenue numbers until the third week of May. So they're still working through the numbers. House Speaker Matt Hall has already indicated on Mackinac Island last week that the budget is not getting done by July 1st. Again, the statutory deadline by which lawmakers are supposed to send a proposal to the governor. Well, Bolin said, everybody would like their summer off, but we need to make sure that we're working on behalf of the people, and that's what we, the Republicans, are committed to do in the House. She repeated that the budget would set aside $12,000 per pupil in pre-K through 12th grade education. The Republicans' plan is also to lower the income tax rate by $700 million, as well as create a public safety trust fund program and a long-term road funding plan. Those are their goals. That's what they want to accomplish. Well, questions coming from the Democrat side in the House, Appropriations Committee members, State Representative Abbas Farhat of Dearborn had a very simple question. How are the Republicans going to pay for all this and still be under what the governor and the state Senate proposed spending for next year? The ranking Democrat on the House Appropriation Committee says, seriously, we want to know. Holding a press conference yesterday, all the Democrats on the committee said schools need to know the level of funding they're going to receive by the beginning of their fiscal year on July 1st. They need to know this because whether or not they need to freeze hiring and also be able to plan for their financial budget for their upcoming year. It's going to lead to a number of school districts being outraged that they're not going to have money as to how much they're getting to know what they need to do. They need to set targets, very clear targets, and prepare their budgets. I say, let's get into a room. Let's talk about the money we need to spend, and let's focus on how we can all get back to the basics for fighting for Team Michigan, end quote, said Farhat. Okay, here's the problem, and the Democrats don't understand this. So I'm going to try to break it down for them very slowly so that they can understand what the House Republicans are going to do. If you haven't been able to connect the dots, let me do it for you. First thing, the Republicans' House majority of the Republican caucus passed a prevention continuing resolution of this year's budget, fiscal year 2025, for $20 billion. It passed with partisanship votes, Republicans voting for it, the House Democrats voting against it. As a proactive, preemptive measure to avoid shutting the government down at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Why? Because they're going through every single department. Every single department, line by line, and looking at their expenses. And they're trying to figure out ways to basically doge Michigan's budget in Lansing. Without Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency's labels, they're doing it on their own. And the House Appropriations Chair, Ann Bolin, is absolutely right. This may seem unconventional to Lansing, but actually it's not unconventional at all. It's common sense. And they already know that they're not going to have the budget done by July 1st. So that's why they passed the $20 billion stopgap measure. It funds the schools. It gives the schools their budgets. It funds the roads. It funds the prisons. And it funds, basically, local revenue sharing to our local governments, our county governments. But it's only $20 billion. How are they going to pay for all this stuff? Well, obviously, they've got a plan. And what's really freaked the Democrats out is the Republicans have increased the per pupil funding from $10,008, which was in the Senate budget that passed. They increased it all the way up to $12,000 per pupil. What the Republicans are proposing is taking away the Democrats' main chip that they have used politically for decades in this state. Democrats want to fund more money, more money, more money for the schools. They want the teacher unions supporting Democrats. They want all of the public education school teachers currently working, union paid members to support the Democrats. Well, guess what? The Republicans are increasing it by 20%, taking it from 10,000 to 12,000. And guess what? The Democrats won't have that chip to use anymore with the teacher unions. They're freaking out. They're also wanting to cut the personal income tax from what we're at now. They want to cut it down to 4.05%. Well, the Democrats are saying it doesn't compute. How can you spend more money per child by $2,000, lower the income tax rate, provide a public safety trust fund, and a permanent road funding solution? How are you going to fix the damn roads? The way they're going to do it is they're going to find ways to reduce the budgets in every single one of the 14 state departments. Democrats, are you listening? They are going to reduce the budget of every department. Is it going to be cuts? Of course it's going to be cuts. That's how you reduce the budget. You make cuts. Well, that's unconventional. That's not the way things are done. That's not how we do it. We have a budget every single year, and we add 2 to 3% to it. We increase it every single year, and that's how we pass it. Nope, not anymore. Not with the current Republican majority. Not with Ann Boland being the House Appropriations Chair. Not with Matt Hall being the Speaker. It's not going to happen, folks. So you Senate Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, you better start wrapping your arms around this $20 billion don't shut the government down continuing resolution. Because if you don't, it's going to be your fault that the government's going to shut down. That's the plan the Republicans are going to use against you. They're going to be the adults in the room. And they're going to do what needs to be done. This budget needs to go back to $60 billion. Will there be a lot of cuts? You bet. And Lansing is not used to cutting that much out of the state government. Well, guess what? This year, they're going to be forced to. It's coming, folks. Mark my words, it's coming. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A final segment of today, this Wednesday. Again, I want to remind you, if you had texted me Missy before Memorial Day and wasn't able to get the information back to you, for some reason you texted me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. My phone did not send you the information. I spoke with her office yesterday, Missy and Izzy, her receptionist, and they will still honor the discounted program if you want to take advantage of it. But today only, you have to text me Missy. This will include tomorrow morning repeat of the show from 6 to 9. Text me Missy, and I will make sure that your information is sent directly to Izzy at her office, and they'll be in contact to be able to give you the promotional discounted package. $200 off the program, 30 days worth of stem cell patches, and a free wellness scan at the end. Get you healthy for 4th of July and be able to take advantage and save some money. So again, text me Missy. I will forward your contact information directly to Izzy at her office. She will then be in contact with you directly so we can make sure you take advantage of this program and get ready for summer. One other short little story I wanted to get to in Lansing. Lots of things happening. Lots of unbelievable bills being introduced. Democrats. Now, this is interesting because they're doing this stuff in the Senate. And I'm not even sure that any of these bills are going to go anywhere in the House. A civil celebrant, township supervisor, or a state legislator could solemnize a marriage under legislation that moved out of the Senate local government committee yesterday 5-2. Currently, Michigan laws allow non-religious ceremonies to be conducted by a county clerk, a judge, or mayor. But Senator Veronica Kleinfeld of East Point said some couples don't want a stranger conducting the most important ceremony in their lives. As a result, her Senate bills 285, 286, and 287 would allow a couple to allow a family member or someone close to you to perform the wedding ceremony. Under the proposed bill, a civil celebrant would mean someone who is at least 18 years of age and works with the couple and granting their wishes. The bill package would also increase from $100 to $500. The fine for a marriage official who violates the state statute. Judy Allen of the Michigan Township Association, who supported the bill, said township supervisors cannot currently marry a couple, even though several have asked why they can't. Again, Catherine Bussard of Salt and Light Global expressed sympathy with the reasoning behind the bills, but said there are First Amendment concerns with certain parts of the language. She claims that there's language that would criminalize any minister of faith who presides over this covenant without a government license. Folks, again, really? This is something that government has to do. You already have county clerks, judges, and mayors that can perform these ceremonies, but they're strangers. They don't want strangers to officiate over their wedding. They want somebody close to them, family members, or people that they know. Well, it's very simple. If you want to fulfill your obligations under the current laws, I did it. You go online, you take a test, you answer some questions, and you get certified, ordained as a minister. You're then sent identification of that training, of that certification, and you're able to perform wedding ceremonies. I've already done it. You have to act within the law. But no. See, that's not good enough. So will that go anywhere? Will that go anywhere in the House? I doubt it. But yet she's going to introduce three separate bills. Can't do it with one. Senate bills 285, 286, and 287 at a cost of $500,000 each. So let's spend $1.5 million of resources of legislators' time, committee hearings, floor votes, Senate votes. The Legislative Services Bureau, let's spend all this time and effort on these bills that are probably going to go nowhere. Whatever. Lord, we need a part-time legislature so bad. Do you know, folks, if we had part-time legislature, they wouldn't even be in Lansing right now? They would have been out of there roughly about April 30th. A budget would have been passed, and they would be back in district. Part-time legislature. We got to get there, folks. Well, that's it for today's show. If you want to help us on our legal defense fund, just text me legal. I'll send you the information. We appreciate it so much. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith.